Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and Chicago Roofing Contractors. org. We are here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we are here until 6 o'clock. And since we were coming out here, Spiegs and I were it was during a break, and we're like, you know what we should call?
Yeah, God.
Because he's like right down the street. He's and then close. I was like, there's no way he says yes.
Uh-huh.
And then Spiegs is like, no, you know what? He might.
It's a chance. It's
he
a chance.
Might do it.
You got to start planting the seeds with Barry Rosner like weeks in advance. You pretend that you miss him. That's been the key to
I'm
my...
I'm not pretending. Yeah,
that is not true. That does not work at all. And if I hadn't been on my way home from DeKalb, this would not have happened. I'm not leaving my house to come here for this. There's no way.
No.
There's no chance.
You know I miss you all the time. You're one of my favorite people that either one of us have ever made radio with.
You guys
with.
Need to find better people.
No, it's you. We're going to keep complimenting you until
yeah.
it sticks.
I was trying to explain to Speaks how I was going to pay for beers because you have basically been my psychologist over the last 15 years, and especially the last two.
You know, I help where I can. You know, I'm a helper. That's what people call me, Mr. Helper, all the time. I say this at home, and my wife says, no one has ever called you that, ever. But, the begging, the incessant begging for me to come on with you is really annoying. And there's a part of me that feels like if I say yes, eventually you'll stop. But it just seems to encourage you to do it more. So it's not working. It's not helping at all. And here I am again. And I don't know why, because I have no thoughts on anything. I have no thoughts on anything or anyone.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything or anyone. And yet here I am. And you have the most important sporting event in the history of mankind tomorrow.
Is that what it seems to be?
I would guess.
You?
I would imagine. I used to work in this business, and I'm guessing that this is being promoted as the biggest sporting event
I
in the
so.
History of man.
Yeah, if you have any fresh angles on that, we could really use them.
The only thing I laugh about is that it's called this, you know, historic rivalry, and I covered most of the Favre-Rogers era, and I don't remember it being a rivalry at all,
That's
really,
the thing.
Is the way I remember it.
Hammer and nail.
Yeah, pretty much. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, do you guys watch him? Like, I got the package this year just so I could see every Steelers game. I mean, you are watching what is the end of, I believe, maybe the greatest quarterback of all time, certainly in the top three. No one's ever – I know Bears fans hate you.
And Spiegs in particular, he hate watches Aaron Rodgers.
I know that Bears fans hate him, and I understand that. I got no problem with that. But if you appreciate greatness, you need to watch this man throw a football until he stops throwing it, because he made two throws Sunday. No one else in football makes. No one. And what is he, 42?
42.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So my perspective is different than all of yours. I was not going to those games as a fan. I was watching one man stick it to you year after year after year. And I don't know. I appreciate greatness.
Well, no, I understand. It's just my annoyance with Aaron is just, you know, the narcissistic pathological arrogance that destroys organizations from the inside out. That's my problem. But that's neither here nor there.
You work in radio, for God's sakes. Everyone in radio is like that.
I know, but
maybe except for Lawrence.
But
everyone in radio is
I
like
found
that.
A partner who's not. It's unbelievable.
How's that working for you? Better than the last one, I bet.
Things are working out really well. Our show is doing very well. I think Spiegs and I are in a really good rhythm.
Yeah, nice rhythm. We don't hate each other. How long you give that? You know?
No, it's actually a good combination because you take everything like it's life and death, and he takes nothing like it's life and death. That's probably a good combination.
It works out really, really well. So look, we know that you're not like you're not actively in this. Like we know that.
Is he done yet?
Barry, we knew that when we invited you, that we're not inviting you to do, like, analysis, but I do wonder.
So I can go now?
No, I'm paying for drinks. You're staying around. So, but even.
Of a Basil Hayden double, if anyone's at the bar.
Whatever he wants.
Can we get that man a Basil Hayden double? We got it right here. Thank you, sir. We'll
whatever he wants. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. Has this reached you? Like, have you talked to any of your friends or family members that are probing you, being like, well, you're the old sports guy. Tell me what you think this game's going to be about.
I don't have any friends. And the family that remains would never dare ask me about this. Although my youngest daughter did say, it doesn't seem really fair that now that you're done, the Bears are finally good. And I said, you've known me basically your entire life.
Basically.
And at this point, you ought to know that really I give zero, you know what, about what happens. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you so much.
There it is.
Appreciate that. What's your name?
Andy. Thank you, Andy.
His wife is the bartender, so we're good.
Oh, that's a good hookup right there. Yeah, that's a good hookup.
It's the first guy we settled
no,
up to.
It's the guys at the gym. It's the guys at the golf course. It's this morning, one of my – I'm like the neighborhood dog guy. Whenever the dogs come by, the dogs stop because they know I like the dogs and I'm going to play with the dogs.
That's beautiful.
I love dogs. I love animals. I don't care much for people. Sorry if any of you are offended by that.
No,
but
it's fair.
Really, I could do without all of you, honestly. And not just you, but all people. All people.
The idea of people is good. Don't you think the concept of like, hey.
It's never worked for me, really. It's never worked out well for me. But like he was asking me this morning, what do you think? And I said, you know, I don't pay that close attention. I do know this. You know, narratives are always rising and falling in America. I may have paraphrased Hawthorne there, but the thing that's always the same.
What's the matter,
really,
Barry? You don't know any Shakespeare?
Thank you, Tanny. Tanny's the only one here who got the Departed reference. Feel free to use all the language in that conversation, Tanny. Go ahead.
No, Charles Tillman actually used a lot of that language the last time he was on, and that was problematic.
Really? For who?
For me.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Spiegs wasn't in that day, and Charles was like, I'm going to say what I want to say.
Matt took a day off. Go figure. So, you know, the narratives always change, and I'm not paying that close attention, but it seems to me that this has not changed. If you can run the football and you can pressure their quarterback, there's no game that you cannot win.
Not only has that not changed, Barry, not only has it not changed, this year has been a correct and enjoyable recalibration of what had become to be accepted football wisdom, that just get a great young quarterback, throw everything at him, and let him solve everything. No, no, no. It's about coaching and culture and physicality and running the ball and making it easier for the quarterback to do his job, because it's really effing hard. And everything you just said, we're reminded of our mutual old friend Doug Buffone and our mutual old colleague Doug Buffone with some of the basics of what football is. That's part of the charm of football, is that try as they might, those things remain the key to winning a contest.
Yeah, I mean, I realize there's other ways to win in the NFL, but I think it just makes it so much harder. I mean, these are simple things. I wouldn't say simple things. These are basic things that you can do to win a football game. Now, the Bears don't seem to have a defensive line or any defense to speak of at all, really. So that's going to make that more difficult. But I do think at this point, given injuries, they're the better football team. Now, what is that going to mean? When is the game? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Why is that funny?
It's just wonderful that you don't know when the game is.
I know there are games taking place.
There's always a game.
Have you noticed that? There's a game every day. Every day there's a game, it seems like. I might be wrong about that, but it seems like there's a game every day. I know there's hockey every day. Except for on Christmas and Christmas Eve and Christmas. I was very upset about that, to have no hockey. But
we kind of have to look tonight to make sure that there is a hockey game, because there wasn't a basketball game last night. I don't know if you heard.
No, you know what? I was in a bar watching the college football game, and I saw I saw what happened at the book. Was it raining in the UC? Is that what happened?
It was not.
I know it was raining outside, but they have a roof. That building still has a roof on it.
Because
correct?
It was so warm, and from what people there were saying is that once they opened the doors for people to come in, the condensation with that and the ice underneath, it was too much. The floor was too slippery, and they didn't play.
The ceiling was bleeding.
That's what they said.
It's a very religious thing. I don't know how that works exactly at the United Center these days, but...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was weird to see. They never restarted the game.
No, they didn't. They had to reschedule it, and then the Blackhawks are home tonight, right? So we'll see.
I thought they were in Washington tonight.
Okay.
Does anybody know the answer to that question?
You do.
I don't.
Hockey, but I think hockey,
they could be home against Washington.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I mean, that's...
It's at home? That's at home, too.
Yeah. So I'm curious on if they'll
maybe
be able to play tonight.
Maybe they recently played in Washington, and that's what I'm thinking.
I know you don't miss baseball, and I know this from our texts where occasionally you remind me that a player is on a new team. It's usually a guy who switched teams 2.5 to 3 years ago. So, but I mean, I'm always thankful for those texts.
When I find something out, I sometimes share it with you.
Yes, your version of breaking news. It's my favorite kind of breaking news. I'll be in the middle of like trying to do three jobs at once, and you'll hit me up and you'll tell me, "Did you know Yu Darvish is on the Padres?"
Yeah,
I'll be like, "Oh,
something
yes,
like that."
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did know that. But thank you very much.
I'm just trying to help, Matt.
No, I understand.
You know, it's of no significance to me that you might be busy with something else at the time. I'm trying to help.
I understand. I appreciate it. But, like, I'm finding romance in football these days, Barry. And you know me and romance in baseball. I'm finding romance in football because of how joyful this Bears thing has been. And did you ever find romance in football?
You could find romance in The Departed.
she was cute.
In the beach scene when Nicholson is shooting the husband and wife.
Yeah.
I mean, you could find romance in anything.
All right, maybe it's a gift. Hey, you could be right. But there's beauty in football, isn't there?
Wow.
No?
I mean, for me, watching Walter Payton play football, there was beauty in that. And you know, as long as I brought it up and it's my show, it disturbs me to no end and frequently that his name is not spoken all the time. I mean, you guys are probably too young, but I mean, you were here. I know you didn't live through it, but that's the greatest football player who ever lived. And it doesn't seem like anybody knows it anymore. And we, you know, for those of us who lived through it and saw what he did for a horrible football team.
Yeah.
All of them were bad. Until 84, they were all bad. And you know what the team was? One guy. I mean, he didn't have a Pro Bowl offensive lineman until 85. That was 10 years into his career, or 11 years into his career. And, you know, someone says, wow, Derrick Henry ran for 200 yards. He's the greatest player I've ever seen. I say, what are you kidding me?
He's pretty good, but what you're talking
about. Of
course
he's pretty good, but you're talking about, mm-hmm. you're talking about not just the greatest running back of all time, the greatest football player I've ever seen.
Well, and a guy who dominated and affected games and raised the level of his team from that position.
And started a game at quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know if he started. I think Rusty Lish started that game. But, yeah, he did have to play quarterback. That's how bad it was.
I think he had 8 touchdowns in his career a passer.
Are any of the dogs that come by your house, are they led by a Rusty Lish? Or no? Are they just say they have nice ones in the neighborhood?
You know, that's an insult to Rusty Lish, who I'm sure is a fine person and was just an awful football player.
No, but you know what? Part of the beauty of this team is that when they're they've reestablished themselves as a team that runs the ball, I love watching a running game. A running game is so satisfying because you're aggressive and the line is aggressive and they get confident and everybody kind of builds a confidence together because you're like, oh, we are more physical than them. We're stronger than them.
Is this coach willing to do that? And is he willing to be satisfied with that and not want to pull out his bag of tricks while it's happening, while you're shoving it down somebody's throat? I think he did in the Philadelphia game. He was willing to do it in that game.
Was that this year? Yes, it was. And it was also on Amazon Prime. But like a few weeks ago, this is one of the things that happened inside of the show's group chat is, for the most part, Ben Johnson has been really good about, I will run the ball if you let me run the ball. And then there was the weird play in the game against the Packers a few weeks ago where they had just brutally moved down the field. They're in the red zone. I was like, you know what we should do?
Triple reverse?
We should do a trick play where the tight end motions in and he's the quarterback now, but we're going to snap the ball through his legs to the running back who's 7 yards back and who's 5'9", and the ball goes over his head.
Yeah, and you know what, Lawrence? That led to a decay of confidence, because when you do that kind of thing, it makes the whole team feel like you don't believe in them. Like you have to be crazy and crafty when on fourth and short, just muscle them.
You got to wonder what the quarterback is thinking in that moment. When he gets that play call, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't pretend to have watched it closely enough, but it seems like even when they are shoving it down somebody's throat, he wants to do something else. I don't know if
Sometimes. I think he gets tempted.
I want to go back to Walter because I think it is a really great point. And luckily, like our last segment, we talked with Andrew Whitworth, who was a Walter Payton Award winner. I do like that the guys that are out here doing really good stuff in the community are awarded that award, and that every player, any player that you talk about the awards that they want to win, obviously MVP or their position, be all pro, but the Walter Payton Man of the Year award matters to guys in the NFL. So I do think that even though you're right, there aren't enough people that talk about what that guy did for not just the Bears, but that position, the toughness in which he played the position, the amount of fun that he brought to all of those things. I do like that his name is on one of the most coveted awards in league history.
Yeah, I hope it carries enough prestige. And sometimes I wonder if it does. I think the guys who win it are really happy to win. I think the guys who are named as their team guy are happy to be named that. But it doesn't feel big enough to me. Doesn't feel big enough to me for who he was. And I guess, you know, maybe we all do this. Maybe we did it when we were kids. But I don't think I lacked appreciation, even though I never saw Willie Mays play. I know he's the greatest player in baseball history. Okay, I don't think I lacked appreciation for him or Ted Williams or Joe DiMaggio, even though I never saw these guys and really didn't know what they were. I don't think I lacked appreciation for them. And maybe generations do that. Maybe generations don't really care about the one before or two before. But I don't feel it. I don't hear it. You know, I hear a lot of Emmett Smith. I hear a lot of Barry Sanders. And I'm offended by it.
Yeah.
I really am.
That's fair.
It's fair. I think Walter's a couple generations back is part of it. I think as time goes on and we're in an instant gratification society, it becomes a little more difficult to wrap our arms around.
Well, go to YouTube and watch 45 minutes of Walter Payton and tell me if you've ever seen that anywhere in your entire life.
Yeah.
Because you have not.
What did the Packers represent to you? Like, because that's a tiny little town. It's not supposed to be a place that's better than big, bad Chicago in football, but for so many years and that you were covering it, of course, they were. So what do they represent?
Represents a drive that I hated making. I didn't enjoy the parking situation.
Uh-huh.
Nice stadium.
It's kind of a nice stadium.
It is.
Really, when I think of the Packers, that's pretty much what I think of. You know, it's incredible that it's 2026 and that exists, that the Packers exist,
uh-huh.
Because it couldn't happen today. It couldn't even have happened 30 or 40 years ago.
What, so, a team without an ownership group?
A team in Green Bay.
Yeah, in a cow town.
You can't keep teams in some big cities these days. Are we losing a baseball team, by the way?
I think the baseball teams are probably going to stay here. The football team actually might move to Indiana, though.
I'll tell you what. if the Bears were smart, they would do it because they're going to get tax breaks like no one in football has ever seen before. I don't think they will. I think it's a bluff. I have no idea what's going on.
You think Indiana will roll over the way that Kansas just did
yes.
for the Chiefs?
100%.
Down there? 100%. Like, that's the
now,
play.
Wouldn't you do that?
If I was Indiana?
If you were the Bears.
Yeah. If you're the Bears, you're trying to get someone to build you a new stadium, and it's very possible, from my reporting, it is possible that they can get what they want in Indiana.
Well, they'll get it. For sure they'll get it. The question is, are they serious about doing it?
These are the questions. These are the questions for sure. We need to take a break. Can we ask you more questions as long as your drink's full?
Yeah, I mean, I still have a drink, so I guess I'll stay.
All right, Barry Rosner is here with us at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. We can't think of anything better than to have this guy with us, as much as he hates us. We'll keep talking about it and hanging out and talking Bears-Packers next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.